Watcher. It's Mike Wynn and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. And, unlike last week, I have a stack of records in front of me. I hope you're going to like them all, starting with this Wynton Marsalis number.
Thank you.
And that's from a double CD on Columbia called In This House, On This Morning. It's the Wynton Marsalis Septet, recorded in two sittings, May 92 and March 93. It's the regular Marsalis gang who were the nucleus of his then big bands. In fact, some of them still playing with him today. Wycliffe Gordon trombone, Wessel Anderson alto, Todd Williams tenor, Eric Reed piano, Reginald Veal bass and Herlin Riley drums. Marsalis trumpet, of course. The entire album is varied, over-varied, I'd say. Some of it very avant-garde, some melodic, some spiritual, and some just stunning music. We heard part of part two of the suite, Hymn, as in H-Y-M-N. We'll stay in this spiritual groove for this next one.
Thank you.
Wade in the Water was a big, big hit for Ramsey Lewis. Its spiritual beginnings refer to the slaves escaping their so-called owners as they travelled the Underground Railroad to freedom in the north. They immersed themselves in water when they crossed rivers, partly to put off following dogs, but also reliving the experience of total immersion in water in African religious rites. A truly, truly lovely song, as well as its emotional meaning. Recorded by Verve in June 94 for Radio Canada in Montreal. Hank Jones piano, Charlie Hayden bass. This album is called Steal Away. You absolutely need it in your collection. It's vocal time.
Someone's sun, someone's rain. You will see that someone's joy is someone else's pain. What you find, so you lose. Hearts will break and bones will ache and skin will bruise. Some will fight, some will stray. Some believe in what they see while other people pray. Some survive, some are lost. Some will fly while someone else will pay the cost. The more we learn, the less we know. We try so hard to chase the sun, but find the snow. We build things up, then knock them down. And history shows us that the world still goes around. Someone's low, someone's peak. You will learn that someone strong is someone else's weak. Someone's friend, someone's foe. Some will claw, some will toy, some deploy and some destroy. Some will shun the burning sun and some enjoy. The more we learn, the less we know. We try so hard to chase the sun, but find the snow. We build things up, then knock them down. And history shows us that the world still goes around. Someone's low, someone's peak. You will learn that someone strong is someone else's weak. Someone's foe. Some will cloy and some will toy. Some destroy and some deploy. Some endear, some domineer. Some revere and some will cheer. Some go here, some bite your ear. And some steer clear, some persevere. Some will fear the searing sun. And some will
from Giorgia Manzio's latest album, recorded just this year. It's on Roomspin Records and called Songbook. All of the 12 songs are a collaboration between Giorgia, who wrote the lyrics, and Alan Broadbent, who wrote the music. Giorgia sang, Broadbent played piano, and they are joined by Ollie Hayhurst bass and Dave Ohm drums. Delightful album. That was Someone's Sun, sun as in S-U-N, as you will no doubt have deduced from the words. We seem to be playing more recent stuff so far this week, not planned that way. Feb 2011 now, in Paris.
Thank you.
Bassist Gilles Naturel is the leader on this Paris Feb 2011 recording session. He calls his group, a sextet, the Contrapuntic Jazz Band. The liner notes on this Spacetime CD are by Benny Goldson, who declares himself a big fan of the bass player. And I know that Goldson meant that, as he chose Gilles as his bassist for his recent tour of Europe, which is where, when, I saw him live earlier this year at Ronnie Scott's. Fabien Marie on trumpet, Guillaume Naturel, brother of Gilles, on tenor, Jerry Edwards trombone, Bastion Still tuba, and Nasheed Waits drums. We heard a Gilles Naturel original, Psalm 22. What's next? Why, first gravy, of course.
Thank you.
A prestige LP called Sneak Preview, recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in December 1970, and it was Leon Spencer Jr.'s first outing as a leader on record. Spencer on the Hammond B3 organ. Previously, he'd been a cymbal basher in an army band. Then he played piano for David Fathead Newman. Spencer's from Houston, Texas, and until late 69, he hadn't travelled far from his hometown, being content with a growing reputation in Houston. He only made 4 LPs as a leader for Prestige, and then seems to have retreated back to Houston as the organ sound suddenly went out of fashion in the early 70s. Virgil Jones, trumpet, Melvin Sparks, guitar, and he and Leon met whilst at school together back in Texas. Grover Washington Jr., tenor, Idris Muhammad, drums, Buddy Caldwell, conga. At the risk of having to rename the show, The Real Enjoyment of Everything I've Heard and Taken a Fancy To, please can I play you this non-jazz number? I deliberately chose the shortest song on this Decca LP, Horn of Plenty. No, not jazz, but really hope you enjoyed that. James Burke was, amazingly, a one-armed cornet player. He played first trumpet with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, the Sigmund Romberg Orchestra, and the famous Radio City Music Hall Orchestra, and was in the Goldman Band for many years. And he wrote that song, Jolene. His 5 children all had first names beginning with J. but there was not a Jolene. She is a mystery. Fun, I hope, to have that diversion. But back to the real thing, and it's Ellington and the maestro enjoying himself. The piano player is the name of that Duke Ellington compo, and the piano player is Duke Ellington. Joe Benjamin bass, Rocky White drums. Recorded in Eastbourne on the south coast of England at the Congress Centre, December 73. The whole performance made a double LP. Ellington on top form, even though he was seriously ill at this time and would pass away in less than 6 months. This next LP is called Gal with a Horn.
Sit there and count your fingers. What can you do, oh girl? You're through. Just sit there and count your many unhappy little girl blue. Just sit there and count the raindrops falling on you. It's time you knew that all you can count on is the raindrops that fall on little girl blue. no use, oh girl. Your hopes are getting slimmer. Your chances dimmer. Won't someone send a little a blue boy just to cheer up little girl blue?
I resisted the song Man with a Horn. That was Little Girl Blue, a Richard Rodgers Lawrence Hart song written in 1935 for the Broadway musical Jumbo. Clora Bryant is the singer, Clora Bryant is the trumpet player. I should really have chosen a song that featured more of her trumpet playing. Oh well. Roger Fleming, piano, Ben Tucker, bass and Bruce Freeman, drums. Sadly, this July 55 recording in LA for Mode Records was her one and only recording as a leader. The mid-50s audiences weren't ready for a gal with a horn, or so it seems. Let's go funky.
Thank you.
You must remember John Henry, the steel driving legend. He competed against a steam powered hammer and he won. But the stress of that ordeal caused his heart to fail in the famous traditional song. Well, this song, Brother John Henry, isn't traditional in any way. This was billed as the Freedom Sounds featuring Wayne Henderson. And if that name is familiar, but you can't quite place it, he was a founder member of the Jazz Crusaders and stayed there for 15 years. And their very first LP was called Freedom Sound, so Wayne borrowed the name for his own group. Wayne is on trombone, Al Abro tenor, Jimmy Benson baritone and flute, Harold Land Jr. on piano, Pancho Bristol bass, electric bass, Paul Humphrey drums, and three percussionists, Ricky Clemelis, Moises Oblagacion, and Max Garduno. Recorded for Atlantic Records in New York, 1967. After a couple more LPs, Henderson dropped the name The Freedom Sounds and became The Next Crusade. Let's have a short interlude to catch our breath after that. Goodness, another song, or medley of songs, that perhaps crossed the jazz line, but only sideways, I'd say. David Bromberg in a medley of Irish fiddle tunes. Bromberg is classed as eclectic and a multi-instrumentalist and a singer. On guitar there, obviously. He covers jazz, rock, bluegrass, folk, country, and pretty much everything in between. It's another vocal.
A bee lies sleeping in the palm of your hand. You're bewitched and deep in love's long looked after land, where you see a sunny sky with a morning new, and where the days go laughing by as love comes a-calling on you. Sleep on, be, don't weaken, can't believe what has passed. He's mine for the taking, I'm so happy at last. And maybe I dream, but he seems sweet, golden as a crown. A sleeping bee done told me I'll walk with my feet off the ground. With my one true love I have found. What has passed? He's mine for the taking. I'm so happy at last. Maybe I dream, but he seems sweet, golden as a crown. A sleeping bee done told me I'll walk with my feet off the ground. With my one true love I have found.
Lee Wiley left home at 15 to pursue her jazz singing dreams. That was back in 1923. A fall from a horse caused her to lose her sight for a while, but by the age of 19 she was in a band, and she'd reached a level of popularity that lasted through the 30s and into the 50s. Her first recording session was in 1932, her last at the famous Carnegie Hall in July 72. This was her penultimate recording, and her first for 6 years, September-October 71, with Rusty Dedrick trumpet, and Rusters did all the arrangements. Johnny Mintz alto, Buddy Morrow trombone, Dick Hyman piano, Bucky Pizzarelli guitar, George Duvivier bass, and Don Lamont drums. The song was, as you well know, A Sleeping Bee. Chet Baker made numerous Italian film soundtracks. Here's an example of one.
Ha ha ha!
Recorded in Rome, 61. That song was I Soliti Ignoti, but also known as Lida, and also Movimenti con Swing. The film was Audaci Colpo dei Soliti Ignoti, or maybe not even remotely like that. The film was also called Big Deal on Madonna Street. I feel a bit more confident of that pronunciation. Chet and Nino Rosso, trumpets. Bill Gilmore, trombone. Marcello Boschi, alto. Livio Saveglieri, tenor. Gino Marinacci, baritone. Piero Umiliani, piano, leader and arranger. Berto Pisano, bass, and Jimmy Pratt, drums. Chet loved Italy and learned to speak the language. Loved Italy in spite of being imprisoned there in 1960 for drug offences for a total of 16 months. Another fave song of mine coming up. Fabulous song, I'll See You in My Dreams, a radio broadcast from Hollywood, 39-40. Jerry Jerome was the leader on tenor, Jerry Buck Jerome. He made a few records as a leader, but is best remembered as a sideman in bands like Glenn Miller, Artie Shaw, Red Norvo and Benny Goodman. The pianist here is the famous Teddy Wilson and the drummer Cozy Cole. You could say that Jerry Jerome was the least well-known of the three. We had a founding member of the Jazz Crusaders earlier, Wayne Henderson. Well, here's another Joe Sample. crackly old Inner City LP, I'm afraid. Sorry about that. Yes, the Thelonious Monk standard Round Midnight, Joe Sample on piano, the legendary bassist Ray Brown, and Shelley Mann drums. All are joint leaders. The album is called The Three, recorded November 75 in LA. In fact, the group was also called The Three, and this was their solitary recording. We've just got time for something from a 1962 recording by the two guitarists George Barnes and Carl Kress. This is the Gershwins. It's Wonderful. Really hope you've had fun listening. I've certainly enjoyed playing these numbers for you, and I hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynne, next week when we'll have another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.